Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga. Canto 7, The Cosmic Spirit and Cosmic Consciousness. Pages 554 to 556. But now she sat by sleeping Satyavan, awake within, and the enormous night surrounded her and the unknowables vast. A voice began to speak from her own heart that was not hers, yet mastered thought and sense. As it spoke, all changed within her and without. All was, all lived. She felt all being one. The world of unreality ceased to be. There was no more a universe built by mind, convicted as a structure or a sign. A spirit, a being saw, created things, and cast itself into unnumbered forms, and was what it saw and made. All now became an evidence of one stupendous truth, a truth in which negation had no place, a being and a living consciousness, a stark and absolute reality. There the unreal could not find a place, the sense of unreality was slain. There all was conscious, made of the infinite. All had a substance of eternity. Yet this was the same indecipherable. It seemed to cast from its universe like a dream, vanishing forever into an original void. But this was no more some vague ubiquitous point or a cipher of vastness in unreal naught. It was the same, but now no more seemed far to the living clasp of her recovered soul. It was herself. It was the self of all. It was the reality of existing things. It was the consciousness of all that lived and felt and saw. It was timelessness and time. It was the bliss of formlessness and form. It was all love and the one beloved's arms. It was sight and thought in one all-seeing mind. It was joy of being on the peaks of God. She passed beyond time into eternity, slipped out of space and became the infinite. Her being rose into unreachable heights and found no end of its journey in the self. It plunged into the unfathomable depths and found no end to the silent mystery that held all world within one lonely breast, yet harbored all creation's multitudes. She was all vastness and one measureless point. She was a height beyond heights, a depth beyond depths. She lived in the everlasting and was all that harbors death and bears the wheeling hours. All contraries were true in one huge spirit, surpassing measure, change and circumstance. An individual, one with cosmic self, in the heart of the transcendence miracle, and the secret of world personality was the creator and the lord of all. Mind was a single innumerable look upon himself and all that he became. Life was his drama and the vaster stage. The universe was his body, God its soul. All was one single immense reality, all its innumerable phenomenon.